Okay, yeah. Here's our buddy Marcellus Wiley from FS1. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Just getting caught up on my hockey talk, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're all in the same state of mind in terms of assuming it's going to happen, but no guarantees. You know, I guess we'll wait to see what happens when we get there. The NBA, same thing. Baseball, same thing. NFL, I saw Rodney Harrison is saying now he can't picture an NFL season actually happening. Where do you stand on the NFL and the likelihood of, you know, 32 teams and 32 markets and this actually going off without a hitch?
Oh, it's going to go on, and it's going to go on with a hitch. Like, I think you almost have to build into the equation, into your mindset, that it's going to be imperfect. And what are you going to do? So I've already converted my mind to understanding, because of the economic pressure of this situation, that the NFL will start and will play games. But I don't think they're going to play with fans. They've said that they're going to leave it team by team, city by city, based on restrictions. But imagine with me if the NFL season does resume on schedule and you have CGI in the stands, in terms of just your computer generating the images of fans and the excitement, kind of a laugh track. Oh, they're yelling for a touchdown. Oh, they're upset at their quarterback for throwing an interception. From the viewer's perspective at home, you don't know any difference. I mean, I watch Jurassic Park all the time, and I haven't seen a dinosaur ever in my life. But, boy, you watch that movie, you think it's real as it gets.
Right.
And here's the thing about it. People forget that sports are television products. As much as we love going to the arena and getting our popcorn, our beer, getting our jerseys and our favorite players to sign an autograph or get a picture with them, those are millions of dollars in terms of gate receipts. But when you talk about national television rights and local television rights, those are billions of dollars. So the focus needs to be on the B, not the M. So I think right now the NFL has to come to the realization, like the NBA is, hey, we got to keep this as much as we can and focus as a television product, and everything else will be bonus. Yes, it's a new norm. It's a new way of really understanding the product and really – digesting the product, but in full focus. How many times have you sat there and watched a whole day of Red Zone or three games in a row, and you could jump channels and see all the games, and you're sitting there in your living room for 8 hours, and you're like, I love this day. It's Sunday. It's a religious holiday in the football world. I think that's where the focus needs to go, and when guys catch corona, which they will, they're going to be treated like a physical injury 2 weeks out. It's actually going to be less time missed for coronavirus and quarantine than it would be a high ankle sprain. That's the only way to look at this.
Listen, Marcellus, that Sunday you just described, that's Hayes every Sunday. We're Canadian. We can't go to a game. I guess we can drive down to Buffalo, but that's what he does every weekend. Flips around for 12 hours straight and just watches from the pregame shows right to the end of the postgame show. So you're right. Television will drive the bus on this one. You mentioned corona. Is that... I mean, we've been so caught up with baseball, basketball, hockey, trying to get going because they're going to start a little earlier. I saw that the NFL pushed back or canceled the Hall of Fame game and ceremonies. What's the greatest hurdles for the NFL to try to get over to get going on time?
I think the greatest hurdle is just that transferring of mindset to no fan experience, and that's not suppressing the product, making people really focus in on just the television product, and the realization that your favorite player may get corona and be out for a few weeks, like an ankle sprain. And that's just the way the game goes. We can't predict when that happens. Does Patrick Mahomes get it in the AFC championship game and have to potentially miss the Super Bowl? That's the world we may be living in, but we still have to proceed and see if that is the reality. So in a situation right now, you have to cancel the Hall of Fame game. Like,
of course,
you don't want a bunch of retired and elderly people coming out. We've seen that before. Excuse me. The Hall of Fame game definitely couldn't go on as planned. And it's been canceled, what, twice in the last 5-6 years already because of playing conditions and other issues. So I knew that was coming, but no one wants to play in a preseason either. So, hey,
that's a bonus.
Let's go forth.
Yeah, exactly. That's a bonus for the two teams. They're like, that's cool, man. I don't need to fly to Ohio and play out there. Yeah, we're chatting with Marcellus Wiley. I'm intrigued to see how these different leagues take on social justice and what's going on in terms of protesting and Black Lives Matter. We know what where this is going with the NBA. You know, they're going to have Black Lives Matter painted on the court. They're going to allow the players to replace their own names with some sort of slogan or statement based on social justice. And I'm sure there will be parameters on that. You know that. But they're going to allow the players to have some sort of, suggestion or some sort of opinion on how they want to play that out. The NFL, I can't picture it. I mean, we've been looking at the NFL and wondering where they're going, and Colin Kaepernick's been at the forefront of all this. Can you picture a scenario where the NFL would allow the players to do what the NBA players are going to do, where Black Lives Matter is painted on the 50-yard line as opposed to the team's logo? Can you picture that happening with the NFL?
I can't. Like you mentioned, Colin Kaepernick, obviously, they apologized to the players they didn't listen to, but still didn't name Colin Kaepernick by his name. So that lets you know that there's still some distance in terms of how far the NFL will go as a business, as a product, in terms of letting everyone express their social justice issues. If you are able to put a jersey on that says Black Lives Matter, is someone else able to put MAGA on their jersey, make America great again? And we know where that could take it.
But that's the thing.
Yeah, like if you're going to be allowed to have freedom of speech and freedom of expression, it has to go both ways. And it can't be just where the flavor of the month is right now, or the fad, or what everyone is now leaning into. It has to be something that is open with no parameters. If you allow someone to express themselves, how can you now go to someone else and suppress their voice? So that's going to be opening up a can of worms and Pandora's box. The NBA, I think, is making a mistake. One is just a gesture. Like, to paint something on a court doesn't change the reality. Like, I get the symbolism, but it just feels gestified, if that's the term, where it's just like, how does that materialize to the real world? So, and it's interesting, a lot of people, it's funny because, Black Lives Matter right now, and I'm a black man, a former black athlete. People just expect you to fully accept things, and I tell people I was born in 1974, and my life has mattered ever since 1974. And I've been climbing my own hill and fighting for myself and fighting for my family and my people for all that time. And Black Lives Matter started in 2013. Respect to them, but I've been long down the road of fighting for me before this cause. And if you really look into the mission statement, there's some things that really pop out that don't interest me. They want to break up the nuclear family. I pride myself on being a husband and a father of four and having that nuclear family. And they want to disrupt it, in their own words, on their mission statement. And they also want to fight white supremacy. And I've never thought anyone was supreme to me, a black person or a white person. I've never had that mindset. I've never had that expectation that someone was greater than me. And I never had that reality where I felt white supremacy is in the way. I'm a black man hosting the show on Fox with another black guy who replaced another black guy. And there are countless examples, but I let everyone kind of figure that out for themselves. But if you really take a look at the mission statement for Black Lives Matter, a couple of things really jump off that really are eyebrow raising. And we all know that the statistics support that if you have a two-parent home, you're in such a better predicament than if you don't. And I don't understand the organization that is actually supporting or promoting that disruption. It just makes no sense to me.
Well, I think what you say about the gesture is something that's going to be on the players to follow through with the league, because it feels as if the league, is trying to put together a plan that will get the players to play so that they can play and that they can all make money. If it means we're going to paint this on the court, then that's what we'll do. If it means you can put something on the back of your jersey, that's what you can do up to a limit. As we know, like as you pointed out, if it's open season in terms of what political statement you want to make, can someone say something about China? Is that allowed? I don't think it probably isn't,
probably
based
not.
On what's happened the past year in the NBA. But
great point.
It's you got to think that it's on the players then to make sure that this isn't just, the cynic in me suggesting that the owners and the commissioner are like, okay, take this, but make sure we're playing, right? Like, we're playing, and we'll see. We'll see if the players, hold their feet to the fire, so to speak, because you're right. It's one thing to make a gesture. It's another thing to make something tangible and to actually put forth, money and get things happening here.
Yeah, let's not have another patronizing gesture. Like, it's kind of empty in terms of substance, but it makes the splash in terms of statement. It has to be followed through. And you're right, it's on the players. And in that respect, you have to start off with your biggest ask. You know, in any negotiation, any form of leverage, you don't start small. You start big. And if this is the greatest ask from the players, that, hey, can I change my jersey name from James to Black Lives Matter? I'm like, for those who are truly feeling the weight and impact of these issues, I don't think it's as meaningful as you think it is. It feels better to those wearing those jerseys than to those watching those same players in those jerseys. So hopefully they can step it up in terms of gravity and magnitude of the ask, because right now I think that's a little too light.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, we're into July as of tomorrow, so hopefully we got the real stuff cooking soon. We got the NBA, hopefully the NHL, Major League Baseball, and like you said, the NFL in a couple months. You know, come hell or high water, they're playing, man. It's probably going to happen.
They're playing.
Hey,
football's a hazardous sport. It's bad for your health already. Corona's not stopping football, trust.
Right. It feels that way. Great stuff, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
All right. Take care, guys.
There he is, Marcellus Wiley from FS1, longtime NFLer, longtime Buffalo Bill. Regular here on the show, always great catching up with him.